pieces that they cross-cut, right? But the only thing he says is like this. He says, the moment you have minute cracks on the surface, you'll definitely have underneath, you'll have many cracks. So you'll always have Nisarvus Dukkan. Right. So really, so you see, so the Machlokes isn't really drawn that far. Everybody seems to agree in regard to real chametz that what? That what's the definition of real chametz? That when it's Nisarvus Dukkan Zebazeh. That's the real definition. But the only thing is that Reb Meir makes a deduction. He says, just a second, I agree with that definition. But the moment you have Kanach Gavim on top, what does it mean? It means underneath you have Nisarva. So he agrees with the definition of Nisarva, right? But the only thing is, he says that right away you have Nisarva. Okay, it's good reasoning. So what does Reb Yehuda hold? What does Reb Yehuda hold? Surface, why? Fiel Zasvinika. That's right. Reb Yehuda holds that it's not enough that we know that it's there. But Chometz requires that it be that the chimutz is nicker. The chimutz isn't nicker, so then Allah doesn't have dinah chometz. So that's why he has two stages. Okay, that's the Mishnah. So it seems like this: that everybody agrees that the definition of seer. What's the definition of seer? So what's the definition of seer? So what? That it's an intermediary stage. But the question is, where is an intermediary stage? According to Reb Yehuda, the intermediary stage is. It's partial processes by where the seder is the cracks kind of a govern. And according to the Chachamim, where is the okay. Eloy even says that the halacha is that chometz neiksha yachayev balav. Neiksha is balav. But says harei elu bazara vein ben mishum karas. Okay. So our Mishnah says that chometz neiksha yechayev balav. What neiksha is at this point, we don't know yet. Okay? Now let's take a look. Now the Gemara says, I guess. Man tana de chometz gomor, chometz dagen gomor azeh tarus the neiksha ba'enei balav. Who is the one that holds that chometz azeh taruvus and neiksha is balav? Right? We went through this already. Question whether there's a lav on the pachas mechdei achilas pras. And also, the Gemara includes in one bundle, Taruvus chometz. What does definition? What does Taruvus chometz mean? Taruvus chometz means what? Not according to the Ram. What does Taruvus chometz mean? Taruvus chometz means where you have kizayis dispersed in more than achilas pras, like I mentioned last week, right? Okay. Now the Gemara says that whatever the din is in regard to Taruvus chometz, the same din is going to apply to what? Neksha. Neksha and Taruvus is one entity. Okay. All right. Now the Gemara says, so who holds like this? That chometz taruvus yechayev and alav, and neiksha also yechayev and alav. Because the Mishnah has neiksha too. Where's the Mishnah have neiksha? The Mishnah has neiksha in the cases of those things which are used, like the Mishnah Berurah mentions, kul and shel seifrim. Those things that are used by the seifrim. They're used for work. They're used for work. Okay? Alright. Now, so the Gemara says like this. Amar Rab Yehuda, Amar Rav, Rab Meir. It's Rab Meir. Rab Meir is the one that is the author of the Mishnah. Why? Because it's like this. The Sanya, the Mishnah is like this. Sior Yisarev. Alright? Sior you have to burn. That was the case I told you. Whatever Sior is. Vinos no lakalba. And he can give it to his dog. Va'ochlo barboyim. And anyone who eats it is Chayav Malkus. So the Gemara says, I'll do for Kasha. What do you mean? Amrit Sior Yisarev. You tell me that Sior, you have to burn it. Alma also bano. What a ton of nos nos nekalbo, so you see it's mutter bano. Right? Okay. So it's contradiction. Right? And then later it says that what? Then later it says, echle baboim. Echle baboim. Okay. First it says three different things. First it says you have to burn it, means you can't have anor. Then it says you can give it to your dog, which means that what? That's mutter bano. And then it says if you eat it, you chayav malchus. Yeah, well, what is it? I mean, if you say it's Yisarev, is it Yisarev? It's also Bano. Is it? You give it a cowboy? It's Mutabano. How can it be Chayav Malkus and Mutabano? And how can it be Yisarev and Chayav Malkus and Mutabano? It's an impossibility. So the Gemara explains it like this. What? Explains this. Okay? Now listen carefully. This one Rashi, a little bit of a complicated Rashi, but when we get finished with Rashi, we'll know what make sure is. Okay? Right. Rashi is like this. Sior shalon es chametz, called tzarkai. Sior means it wasn't completely chametz, like we defined it before. It didn't reach the final stage of chametz. It's an intermediary stage. Qualitatively, it's lacking in the process of chametz. Process of chametz is incomplete. Okay? Now it's like this. Pligim mas nisn. It's machlokes in the Mishnah. Reb Meir kari seer as yichsifu ponah. Reb Meir says that seer is when in the beginning stage. V'zeo tchilas chimutzo. That's the beginning of the chimutz. Rabbi Yehuda have seer shehischil lisadek var stokin dakin kakan echagovim echad lekan echad lekan. Right? Ava lichsifu ponah l'Rabbi Yehuda. What will Rabbi Yehuda hold by yichsifu ponah? It's nothing. Matzah he. It's matzah. It could be yitz. It could use it for shmor matzah. Right? Ulu Rab Meir, but according to Rab Meir, Karnecha Govim Chometz Gomahu. Rab Meir holds the opposite way. What is Yoleh what? Like we said in the Mishnah, what is Karnecha Govim is what? Chometz Gomor. Why is it Chometz Gomor? Even though he requires really the cross cutting, the wide cuts, the cross cuts. But why? Because what? Because it's there. It's there. Vahocha, now he said like this. Hochi Kamai. This is what the meaning of this brisa is. Sior yisarev. Sior must be burned. Why? Da'asar ba'anah. It's us ba'anah. Sior de Reb Meir hichsifu panav yisarev la Reb Meir. That goes, it goes respectively. According to Reb Meir, if it's hichsifu panav, so you have to burn it. Right? The sior de Reb Yehuda yisarev la Reb Yehuda. Each one respectively, each one has their own definition of sior. Okay. The sefer the ktani v'nos tam lefnei kalba. Now the next point that says you can give it to kelv is mutar ba'anah. He says, that's Aliba de Reb Yehuda Kamar lay. Vasiya de Reb Meir kai. When it says in the second half, it says that you can give it to your dog as mutar ba'anah, but before we just said that seer is what? Is asar ba'anah. That means Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda's seer is when? When is it? Is Kanach HaGavim. So he holds that what? But before Kanach HaGavim, so you can give it to your dog. Right? Okay. Vasiya de Reb. That's kasha, it's kasha. Yeah. That's what it is. It means really give yourself. Matzahi. But anyways. Va'ochlo barboyen. Va'ochlo is good kasha. Va'ochlo barboyen. Now the last term, where the last thing in the Mishnah, it says that if a person eats a yitzchayev malchus, what is that talking about? Atzon l'Rab Meir. Kloma. L'Rab Meir ha'ochlo l'sir zesh Rabbi Yehuda matabano ha'sofik it's arboyen. According to Rabbi Meir, if somebody should eat the seer that Rabbi Yehuda says it's seer, will be yitzchayev malchus. Why? Because according to him, it's real. Chametz, right? Okay, it's not so complicated. I want you to understand. Alma Sham Iyan Leila Rab Meir. So you see the Rab Meir like this. So you see the Rab Meir like this. The Isle Choda Mehani Tarti. He holds not whispering about Tarumas Chametz and Chametz Neksha. We see that what he holds in regard to Neksha. Why? Rashi says the Masnisin the Kama Neksha Beini Balav. Our Mishnah says that Neksha is but Neksha is Balav Kigon Siar. The Neksha, he says, the Ena Roy Lachila. Rashi says seer is neikcho because it's not roi lachila. Hol vehechmit ktsas v'lo gomar. Since what? Since it was machmes ktsas and it wasn't completed, so it's not roi lachila, right? Ulahachmit tisus acheres kisor nami lechazi. It's not seor either, because seor by definition means that which is a machametz. Seor is nifsu machila sekelav, but it must be a machametz. And this is not a machametz. No, because it's not nifsu machila sekelav. Look, and he says like this, Uka'amar Balav, right? And he says, you're over Balav. Okay. That's all we have to go on Rashi. The rest of Rashi is in the clause of Allah. What does Rashi say? What does Rashi say? Rashi says one thing. That what? Why is it considered Chometz Neksha? How do you make the transition, according to Rashi, from Siyar to Chometz Neksha? How do you make the transition, according to Rashi? We had Siyar already, but how do you make transition from... Because he says, this Chomet is Eina Roy Lachila, because only part of the process was begun. So it's not Roy Lachila. Right? And nevertheless, what does Reb Meir hold? Reb Meir holds, you're over a lot. You're over a lot. You get Chayav Malchus. Right? Because the last part of the Brisa where it says, Vayichle Barboyim, the last part of the Brisa where it says, Vayichle Barboyim is going on what? It's going according to Reb Meir. Which seer is there? Should Rabbi Yehuda matir banoah? Which seer there is matir banoah? Which one is that? Hichsifu ponov, right? Say figures are boyim. So according to Rabbi Meir, get malchus for what? For seer,
right?
So ha'oichle, a person who eats this thing which Rabbi Yehuda is matir. Which case is that? That's the case the first stage. Hichsifu ponov. So what does he say? So he says that you'll be. So what happens to him? What happens? You're what? You get malchus. So what do you see from him? That he holds Chometz Neiksha is Chayev Malchus. Chometz Neiksha must be Balav. Why is this Neiksha?
Why?
Because it's hischil, it's hischil hachmitz, and it's not royal achila. What about when the snei have like this? What?
Not
achila, Rashi says. See, if Rashi would not have put in not royal achila, it would have been a different story altogether. But Rashi puts in not royal achila. So what do you see that Rashi holds? Why does Rashi have to put in not royal achila? What's the definition of nature? Only one definition. How many definitions? Only one definition of nature. Rashi didn't have two definitions like the Mishnah Berurah gives here. The Mishnah Berurah says that there's two definitions of nature. One is that it wasn't mischametz completely, right? The second definition is ain't a royal achila. Rashi, you see, definitely did not hold that way. Because had Rashi held that way, he wouldn't have to explain that it's not royal achila because it began to be mechametz. Right? Rashi should have just said, it began to be mechametz, it's not completely, it wasn't mechametz kula, so then what's it then? So it's... Okay. So according to Rashi, why is it... according to Rashi, it's considered nekshah, why? Because it's ain't a royal achila. That's the definition of nekshah according to Rashi. Right? Ain't a royal achila. Now, so if that's the case, what? One second. Right, then now we have to revise the machlokes a little bit. It's not so smooth anymore. Let me ask you a question. Let's say, for instance, the sedokim, you have kanei chagavim. We have three stages. Uchsifu panov, kanei chagavim, and this arvu sedokim zebezer, right? All right. Let's take the second stage. Second stage is you have kanei chagavim, right? Now, by Kanei Chagavim, I'll ask you a question. Is it Royal Achila or not Royal Achila? What is Rabbi Yehuda according to Rabbi Meir? Or Rabbi Meir's definition. Is it Chsifu Panav according to Rabbi Yehuda? But in the case of where it's the second stage by Sdokim, what's the halacha by Sdokim? What's the halacha by Sdokim? Is it Royal Achila or not Royal Achila? I'm asking you a question. Come on, you can prove it from the facts we went through. Is it Royal Achila or not Royal Achila by Sdokim? Why? Because the Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Meir, what happens if you eat that? If you eat that seeduk, according to Rabbi Meir, we're passing Rabbi Meir. What happens? Chayef koras, zev zeh chayef koras. Doesn't the Mishnah say that? Right? You tell me if you're going to tell me it's not royal achila when it reaches seeduk. So then what? So then it'll be chometz neiksha. Neiksha. Nobody holds a chayef koras in neiksha. Nobody in the world holds a chayef koras in neiksha. So what can we deduce from all this? From all this, we can deduce one thing. That what? That definitely, that when it reaches a stage of siduk, it definitely is royal achila, right? Now you can't argue on that, right? Okay. Now according to Rab Meir, however, by hechsifu panav is what? Is hechsifu panav is the what? Right. Hechsifu panav is only if it's hechsifu panav and it didn't reach a state of siduk. What's the din? What's the name in that case, according to Rabbi Meir? It's a sefik as habayim, right? That's the Gemara, right? Okay. So you see that the definitions of seer, and that's defined as seer, according to Rabbi Meir, right? So you see you have two different definitions of seer. What's Rabbi Yehuda's definition of seer? Yeah, I know. What? Kind of God. But what is the definition, according to him? What is the definition? Seer means what? This is incompleted. What's the definition according to Rabbi Meir of Seer? That's right. According to Rabbi Meir, we don't have to say anymore about the two stages that Chsifu Panav is the first stage. No. According to Rabbi Meir, Chsifu Panav is Chometz. That's the definition of Chometz, Chsifu Panav. However, why is it by Chsifu Panav that what? That's only love. Why? Because Meir also has the same thing. That Rav Meir holds that what? That when it's that Chsifu Panav is the beginning stage and Kanei Chagavim is what? Is the final stage. Right? That Kanei Chagavim is the final stage. But he holds it doesn't matter. In other words, it's both. In other words, it's not that there's two different definitions of seer. Rav Meir also holds that the definition of seer is Haskola Sachimot. But his Ascholos Achimot is what? According to Rav Meir, what's his Ascholos Achimot? First stage. And however, when is it completed? By Siduk it's completed, right? Okay. But still we see that what does Rav Meir hold? Rav Meir holds that what? that even though it's ain't a royal achila and it's neksha, it's still belav. So really, according to Rab Meir, if we learn that way, according to Rab Meir, it's belav too. It's chametz neksha. Why is it? See, it's neksha and it's seer at the same time, according to Rab Meir. According to Rab Meir, it's neksha and it's seer at the same time. It's seer, why? Because it's hascholas achimutz, and it's neksha because it's ain't a royal achila, right? You know what I mean? Both. Question is Rab Meir one definition or two definitions? Which would you say? Question that's two, because the Gemara says my time of the Rab Meir. The Gemara says my time of the Rab Meir, so what's the Gemara say? So the Gemara says because Ein Lach Sidik Mamaila Shein Lach Habes Dakam Mamata. So you see that according to Rab Meir, you really need Habes Dakam. So it seems that really Gemara Achimutz is really what? Gemara Achimutz is by when you have many Zdakam. Right, he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. As we said before, it seems to agree with Rabbi Yehuda. But nevertheless, before that, when it's still Siyar, it's still Yisarf. So Siyar really is two things according to Rab Meir. Siyar is the beginning stage, right? The first stage, where the Chametz is incomplete, right? But Chametz Neksha, right? Yeah. Yes, I guess I'm saying. No. Because it's difficult to say that it's two things. I mean, what is it? What am I chayef for? Am I chayef for chametz neksha, or am I chayef for hascholas achimutz? You know what I mean? So you have to unify both. You have to unify both phenomena. How do you unify both phenomena? I mean, from one side we see that it's two definitions, seer and neksha. On the other side, it has to be one definition. What am I chayef for? I mean, am I chayef for seer? Why? Is it neksha, or is it because hascholas achimutz? What's the what? One lock. So which one is it? So what's the answer? The answer is like this. The answer is, well, according to Rashi, you go. Right, according to Rab Meir, the reason why, in the middle of the process, why you're not chayev is why. Of course, you're right, you need harbeis dakim. But not because, see, the reason why you need harbeis dakim is why. Why do you need harbeis dakim? Because the reason why the middle of the process is no good is what's the reason why the middle of the process is no good? So really it's one definition according to Rashi. The definition is like this. The definition is neksha. According to Rab Meir, what is the definition of Siyar? It's really neksha. Simply. You don't have to follow along every step there. But the main thing to remember is this. That the final pshat is that what is neksha according to Rab Meir? What is Siyar according to Rab Meir? What is Siyar according to Rab Meir? Neksha. Why? Why is it neksha? Why is it neksha? Why is it neksha? What is the definition of neksha? What's the definition of neksha? Chometz she'ein roi la'achila. Now, in the process, really, hechsif panav, I would say right away. But why don't I say, why is hechsif panav no good? Hechsif panav would be the definition of chometz. But why is hechsif panav no good? Because ein roi la'achila. So therefore, I have to wait till when? Till siduk, I have to wait. Right? Till siduk, I have to wait. So by siduk, it becomes roi la'achila. But that's what the Gemara asks. What's the reason why Meir still isn't the process of siduk still didn't complete itself? So the Gemara says, no, it did complete itself. It did complete itself. And what is it, you know? No, the process of Siddur didn't complete itself. Right? Okay. According to the process, the halach is you have to remove it from this intermediary state. This intermediary state is the state in which it's Einar Royal Achila. What removes it from the intermediary state according to halacha? What removes it? Siddur. Now the question is, when is Siddur? Okay. Alright. Now, according to Rab Meir, what's the state of Siddur? Okay. Now, the thing is like this. So, anyways, according to Rab Meir, because that's what it passed on, according to Rab Meir, that is what according to Rab Meir? According to Rab Meir is the word? Yes. Yeah. Stages. Right. But according to Rab Meir, really, a Sifutanov will be complete. The only problem is that it expires Sifutanov, it's a Nerei Lachila. So, when is it removed from that state? When it comes to the second state. Okay. All right. This that according to Rab Meir, the haskalah of the process, and then there's the completion of the process. What's the haskalah of the process? Let's see if it's upon it, right? Now, when is the process over? The process is over when it becomes Roy Lachila. When does it become Roy Lachila, according to Rab Meir? When you have Kanacha government. That's when it's Roy Lachila, right? Now, according to Rab Yehuda, it's not enough that you have Kanacha government, even though it's Roy Lachila, right? But what is Alacha? That there must be what? It must be nicker that it's Roy Lachila, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not going to be a machlekes, it's not going to be in a question of, it's not going to be the same, it's not going to be a question of chametz nuksha. Because, you understand what I mean? He owes a separate halacha. It has to be nicker that it's not royal lechila. That's where it's going.
Okay.
Yeah.
According
to the reader's mutter completely. According to him, is when it reached when it has when it has the kind of government on top and it didn't reach the final stage.
Oh, the point of view, right?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
But the reviews also
No, he wouldn't have any nuksha altogether.
Oh,
he doesn't have nuksha. What?
Yeah,
no, Rav Meir has nuksha.
Of
course. Right. So it turns out like this. It turns out that according to Rav Meir, you have nuksha. According to Rav Yehuda, you don't have nuksha. But according to Rav Meir, what's the definition of nuksha? What's the definition of nuksha according to Rav Meir? Chomet she'ena roi l'achila. Now, siyor, according to Rav Meir, happens to coincide with what? With nuksha. Siyor, because the machlokes is like this. You have to say machlokes like this. According to the question is, machlokes is what is siyor? According to Rav Yehuda, what is siyor? According to Rav Yehuda, what's the definition of siyor? What's the definition of siyor? Rav Yehuda? The what? When it's the, in other words, the process is incomplete. The process of chimut has begun, but it's incomplete, right? According to Rav Meir, what's the definition of siyor? Where his he also has the process begun, but it's incomplete. But the reason why it's incomplete according to Rav Meir is why? Because it's ain't a royal achila. So it's a machlokes. So it's two different definitions, right? Two different definitions. In other words, like this: the machlokes is why is everybody holds that there's such a thing as siyor, and everybody holds that siyor you're not chayav karasan, right? Why am I not? What's lacking in siyor? According to Rav Meir, what's lacking in siyor? What's lacking in siyor? What's lacking in siyor is what? Is the fact that it's ain't a royal achila. So in other words, the chome, it's not that the chometz is lacking. It's not that the chimutz is lacking. The chimutz is okay by achsifut ponav, but what's lacking really? The shem oichel is incomplete. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's lacking is the chimutz is incomplete. Right? The chimutz is incomplete. That's the machlekes. Machlekes, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda is like this. According to Rabbi Meir, what's the chimutz, achsifut ponav is really chimutz. The only thing is that why do you have to come to Kanech HaGoven for? Because they know Allah. So you see, according to Rav Meir, what's the definition of what's lacking in Siyor? What's lacking in Siyor, according to Rav Meir? What's lacking? Ain't it right? The Shem Eichel isn't complete. According to Rabbi Yehuda, when it reaches a state of what? When it reaches a state of Siduk, according to Rav Meir, so that's Haschalas Achimut. The Gemara Achimut is when it's Nicker. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's the Halacha, according to Rabbi Yehuda? What's lacking in Siyor? The Chimut is lacking. So the machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda revolves around one thing. What is missing by what? By Siyor. According to Rav Meir, what's missing by Siyor? The Shem Achila, the Shem Eichel is incomplete. According to Rav Yehuda, what's missing by Siyor? The Chimetz is incomplete, right? Okay. So you see one thing. That according to Rashi, what's the definition of Neksha? There's only one definition of Neksha according to Rashi. What is that? That's Ein Roi L'Achila. That's Ein Roi L'Achila. Okay? There's only one definition. Okay. Is that clear? Okay. Hey, but the Mishnah gives two definitions. He gives one definition is what is because it's Einoi. Which definition does he give? Rak Shechsifu Ponav. Aish Einoi Roi L'Achila. Rak Tzatz. So he gives two different definitions. Two different definitions. One is Einoi Roi L'Achila. One is why? Because you see, really, you could learn the Gemara differently. You don't have to put in what Rashi put in, that it's Einoi Roi L'Achila. You could say that Siyor, everybody agrees. You don't have to say the Machlokes in the Mishnah is really what Siyor is, whether Siyor is Ein Roi L'Achila. That's according to Rav Meir, and whether Siyor is the beginning of the process. You understand? You could say everybody agrees that what? That Siyor, the definition of Siyor is incomplete. The only question is, that's the plain pshat line in the Mishnah. The only question is what? Question is, when is the process completed? Is the process completed according to Rav Meir by Kanech HaGoven? According to Rav Yehuda, it begins by Achsif Uponav and ends by Kanech HaGoven. According to Rav Yehuda, it begins by Kanech HaGoven and ends by what? By Sidur, right? By Sidur. So you could say that way. If you'd say that way, then when the Gemara brings a raya from that brisa that Rav Meir holds that Nukshos Yechayev how? That Nuksha Yechayev Belav. So really, what's the Raya for Nuksha? So you must say that the Raya for Nuksha is what? What's the Raya for Nuksha? The Raya for Nuksha is, because you must define Nuksha, there must be two definitions of Nuksha. that's the case. Because Nukshin the Mishnah is ain't a royal achila. That's for sure. Nukshin the Mishnah is ain't a royal achila. Now Rashi operated with one definition of Nuksha. Nuksha is ain't a royal achila, that's it. So when Rashi came to this Gemara, the Gemara brought a raya from Reb Meir, so he said, so what's the pshat in Reb Meir? So you must say the machlekes Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, according to Rashi is what? According to Rashi is, what's the definition of seer? A seer because the Shem Eichel is incomplete, or seer is because the process is incomplete. But you don't have to learn that way. You can learn really like this. The Mishnah is speaking by Eina Roy Lachila. But it wants to bring a raya from Nuksha, so it brings a raya from that Mishnah. Now that Mishnah, you could say, everybody agrees that what? In the Mishnah. Everybody agrees in the Mishnah what? That has nothing to do with Eina Roy Lachila. But that the Machlekes is when the process is complete. The other way. The way we learned to begin with, that the Machlekes is when the process is complete or not. If that's the case, then you'll have two definitions of Nuksha. You understand what I mean? then, in other words, like this. The Gemara says like this. According to the Gemara says, listen carefully, the Gemara, remember when we first learned the Braita of the Mishnah, how do we learn the Mishnah? We said, it's a simple pshat in the Mishnah. There's the Haschola, and then there's the Gemara. In between is considered Tziar, right? The question is, where's the beginning and where's the end? According to Reb Meir, it begins with a Chsifu Panav, it ends with Kanach HaGavim. According to Reb Meir, it begins with Kanach HaGavim, it ends with Siddur, right? Where they intermingle, right? That's the Machlokes Mishnah, that's all, plain and simple. Rashi came along and Rashi complicated it, because Rashi said, according to Reb Meir, it's Ein Roi L'Achila. Why did Rashi do that? Because Rashi only had one definition of what? Of Nuksha. Since Rashi had one definition of Nuksha, he couldn't understand what's the Gemara bringing from that Mishnah to here. That Mishnah's not talking about Nuksha, the Mishnah's talking about an incomplete process. You understand what I mean? So Rashi had to say that it's going according to Reb Meir, and according to Reb Meir in the intermediary state, what's the definition of Seir? According to Reb Meir, the definition of Seir is because Ein Roi L'Achila. That's Nuksha. You see? But you don't have to learn like Rashi did. Rashi forced it in. See, because Rashi was stuck with one problem, with the problem of what's Nuksha. Right? But you could learn the Mishnah plain, that the Mishnah is not discussing Ein Roi L'Achila, but the Mishnah is just discussing the beginning and the end of the process. That's the Machlokes, plain shot. If that's the case in the Mishnah, that's the Machlokes in the Mishnah, right? So then what? So then what's the Gemara bringing from there? The Gemara says that our Mishnah is like Reb Meir, because our Mishnah holds that you're over Nuksha Balav, and Reb Meir in that Mishnah also holds Nuksha Balav, but that's not Nuksha. So what do you have to say? You must say there's two types of Nuksha. You understand? That there's a Nuksha that's in a Roy Lachilo, and there's a Nuksha where the process is incomplete. Right? That's the way the Mishnah Berurah is learning. You understand what I mean? There's two ways. If you learn like Rashi definitely didn't hold that way. Rashi held Nuksha has one definition, Ein Roi L'Achila. He held so much that way that in order to explain the Gemara, he had to say it was Reb Meir learning. That what's the Reb Meir holds Seor is what? Is Nuksha, right? That's what he said. That's the Machlokes, what Seor. Is Seor incomplete Chimutz? So Seor is it's really Chimutz, it's good, but it's incomplete because Ein Roi L'Achila. Right? Okay. So that's the way Rashi learned. But you don't have to learn that way. You could learn that what? That the Mishnah really is plain shot in the Mishnah. That everybody agrees that Seir is incomplete. The question is, which stage? Where is the incomplete stage? That's the Machlokes. Right? Fine. So if that's the case, what's the Gemara bring your Raya from the Mishnah to Nuksha? What's the answer? Because there's two types of Nuksha. The Ran seems to learn that way, because the Ran says Seir b'masnis in the Nuksha. Just he doesn't say Seir the Reb Meir. Mashma from the Ran that there's two definitions. So if that's the case, if there's one definition, I understand, that's Rashi. If there's two definitions, what's the common denominator? You can't have an object with two separate definitions. What's the common denominator of Nuksha? What's the common denominator? That's what? That it's incomplete. Incomplete either how? Either because of Chimutz, or else because of the Shem Eichel. Alright? Either because of the process, or else because of the Shem Eichel. The way we learned the Machlokes, according to Rashi, that will be the final definition if you learn the way in the Ran. Okay? Alright? So that's what Nuksha is. What is Nuksha? It's Machlokes. According to Rashi, what is Nuksha? One thing. It's Chametz. General Okay. According to the other way, if you want to learn the other way, what's the definition of Nuksha? What's Nuksha? What is it? The other way? It's two possibilities, but one definition. Two possibilities. One possibility is that what? That incomplete process. The other possibility is incomplete Shem Eichel. In either case, the Chometz is lacking. Either the Chometz is lacking because the process is incomplete, or the Chometz is lacking because the Shem Eichel is incomplete. Either way, one of two possibilities. That's the other way of the Mishnah. That's why the Gemara asked from that Mishnah to our Mishnah. Otherwise, what's the Kasha? So you must say that there's one underlying definition, but two different forms. The Gemara asked from the other form, right? That's the way, that's two ways to learn. Okay? All right.
So that's the story of Nukshe. That's the Nukshe. Okay?
Alright. Okay, very good. The Lo. That's only if originally, to begin with, from its inception, it wasn't Roy Lachila. Avalim Niskalkel Boinachi Yiposel Milacho Lakela. We could look on the Sifbeis. Vim Ovo, okay, that's it. So what does the Mishnah Berurah say? What does the Mishnah say? An important halacha. What does it say? No, what? That when we say in a Roy Lachila, what does it mean in a Roy Lachila? Only if what? Only if from its inception it wasn't Roy Lachila. But let's say, for instance, it was Roy Lachila to begin with. Right? Then what happens? And then later, and then it was something else. Why is it something else? Why is it something else? Why is that different? Just remember we said last time, we said there's a difference between the halacha, difference in halacha, chametz nukshe is different Israel altogether. Same chametz, real chametz the rice, five cars. Okay. Nukshe is machloek, nukshe is rabbanon, nukshe is machloek, but nukshe is la, but rabbanon. If you don't pass them like the Eliezer, many of you don't pass them, so it's nothing. Okay. So at any rate, we said last time that there's a difference between chalos or iser and between the existence of iser, right? In order to have a chalos chametz, it must be what? It must be roi l'achila. If it was never roi l'achila, the din chametz can't devolve on this object, right? But once it's chametz already, right? In order to remove the iser, you can't say, I removed the Isser by having it in a state where the Isser wouldn't fall on it. There's a difference between the existence of Isser and between the Chalaisa Isser. So in terms of the Chalaisa Isser, if it never was Roy Lachila, so then what's the din? There's no Chalaisa Isser. There's no Chalaisa Isser. That's just like we had by, where do we have the same halacha? By Napanat. Same thing by Napanat. So in order for the Chalaisa Isser not to take place, it only has to be in a Roy Lachila. We'll never have a Chalaisa Isser from it. But once it has the Chalaisa Isser from it, in order to remove it, what do you have to do? It's not enough that you put it in a situation where the Issa wouldn't be chal. No, once it's chametz, it's chametz. Now you have to do what? Now you have to destroy it. Now it has to be nifsal mechilas kelev. Okay. Just two more points. What's the definition of nifsal mechilas? What's the definition of nifsal mechilas kelev and ainu roi lachila? And first of all, I want to know what it means, ainu roi. It's roi lachila and ktsas, the Mishnah Berurah says. It says, aish ainu roi lachila rak ktsas. What does that mean? What is ktsas? How do you define the ktsas? What's nifsal mechilas kelev and ainu roi lachila? What's the difference? It's a kelev. It means it's not food anymore. That's it. See, it's not food. Nifsal mechilas kelev means that it is not to be defined at all as food. Okay? Roi lachila is a shear. How much does it have to be? It's food! But there's a certain shear that it must have. Food isn't enough. It must have a certain shear of roi. It must have a certain shear of edibility, a certain shear of edibility. You understand what I mean? It's not Allah. It's food, but food is enough. You must have a certain shear of edibility. Nifsa mechilas kelev means it's not food anymore. If it's not food, you can't have chametz. It's not food. That's why nifsa mechilas kelev is out. It's not food. But if it's ain't a roi means it is defined as food. Defined as food, right? But the only thing is that it the shear of edibility is not. It's not up to par. What? No. Two different things. Two different things. Edibility is subject to degree, right. Two different things. But over here, not being food is a qualitative differentiation. It's not food. It's out. It's a piece of stone, a piece of wood. It's nothing. But over here, we say the Issa Chometz will not fall upon it unless it has a certain level of edibility. If it doesn't have that level of edibility, then it's not the Yitzchak HaMetz won't devolve upon it. You see? It has to have that level. But food it is. Food it is. It's a quantitative thing. Okay. Now, what is the ktas? How do you define the ktas? The ktas is where you draw that line. That shear of edibility. Or if I mean simply, I would say that the shear is something that is omeid lachila. Omeid lachila. Omeid lachila means... Aymelachila means, in other words, circumstances, a person would eat it. That's what Aymelachila means. It means that inherently, under all circumstances, a person would eat it. Aymelachila means, under certain circumstances, a person would resort to it as food. But you need the circumstance.
Nifsel me'achilas kelach means it's not food altogether. Okay? In other words, oimed la'achila means under all conditions it would be edible. A person would not question the edibility of it under all conditions. That's under la'achila. That's where it's royal. That's royal la'achila. Royal la'achila means under all situations a person would eat it. Just be involved in the category. If you serve a person such a thing in a restaurant, his eyebrow wouldn't raise his eyebrows. What is it? Right? But that's the case of royal achila. But ain't a royal achila means it still is food, but you need a certain situation in order for the person to eat it. Certain situation will eat it. Nifsam echila sakelev means that it's not food at all. Just, you just as soon eat bark off a tree. That's nifsam echila sakelev. Okay? Alright?
Yeah.
So you have three chavurot to have the Issa Chomet devolve upon an object. It has to be considered edible under all situations. That's Royal Achila. Under all situations, personal question. You know, under all situations, that's Royal Achila. If however, the Issa was Chal when it's under that state, then the Issa remains, even if what? Even if it's in a state where what? What's any royal? What does it mean any royal? What does any royal mean? That it needs a certain situation. It needs a certain situation. I don't know what situation. He's hungry, he's in the woods, he's starving. I don't know. We have to the problem with situation. Different situation. He's sick. I don't know. Different situation. One is royal achila inherently in its own right. The other one requires a situation, and the other one is not is nothing. So all right. So that's one's next show. Okay.
Yeah.
In there.
What?
Yes. Right. We asked what is chametz nuksha, right? What's chametz nuksha? It's a machlokes rishonim. According to Rashi, chametz nuksha is what? Ein roi l'achila. But ein roi l'achila means mitchilas chimutza, from the time of the inception of the process, right? That's chametz nuksha. Okay? It never, when the process of chametz was taking place, while that process was taking place, it was ein roi l'achila. That's what Rashi holds, chametz nuksha is. And therefore, this has nothing to do with what you have to know. I mean, this is what you have to know, by the Rashi. Therefore, in the sugya over there, however, Rashi has to learn that Reb Meir, the machlokes between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda is, what is sigar? According to Reb Meir, it's nuksha. According to Reb Yehuda, it's chametz shein agama. Okay, we pass like the Chachamim, so there's only one type. But Nuksha, according to Rashi, is only one thing. Anyway, however, the Ran learns differently. The Ran learns that no, that it's not openly in the Ran, but it's a deduction you can make from the way he says something. Over. He says Siyar is Nuksha. The way he says Siyar is Nuksha, and he learns it all around him. He learns that there's another, that's a stum of the Mishnah against Nuksha. Because the first Mishnah says Nuksha, the second Mishnah says Nuksha is Siyar. So therefore, you see the way he learns clearly that the Siyar is considered Nuksha. So according to the Ran, there's two types of Nuksha. Nuksha is what? Ainu Roy Lachila. And Nuksha is also Shalom Nigma Chimutza. That's Siyar. Now, what's the common denominator between the two? The common denominator between the two is what? Is the what? No? That it's chomet shein agama. Either it's chomet shein agama, because chomet really is two things. Chomet is a species of what? Of oichol. Chomet is a species of oichol. Right? So either the chimutz is incomplete, or else the shem oichol is incomplete. Either the shem chomet is incomplete, or else the shem oichol is incomplete. One of the two. That's what chomet nuksha is. Right? Okay. But it doesn't have that nuksha in that case. Okay? You'd have to have nuksha in a case where it's not royal achila for other reasons. Not because of the inherent process. It's a little bit royal achila. So what do we say? We said that there's two types, what's the definition of any royal achila ktsas? It means that it requires a circumstance to make it royal achila. It's not inherently royal achila. That's what we said, right? And then what else do we say? We said nifsum echilas akelav. What's the lach nifsum echilas akelav? Nifsum is not echel anymore. And ain't a roi lachila means sheer inedibility. Or kol isur shivatari besides chametz. All other isur shivatari besides chametz doesn't have to be nifsum echilas akelav. Right? Like for instance, nevela or chazer doesn't have to be nifsum echilas akelav. as long as it's nifsal mechilas adam, it's not ruul ager. If it's nifsal mechilas adam, that's it. But chametz has to be nifsal mechilas akelam. The difference is by nifsal einarai lechilas adam means that einarai lechilas adam means it still is eichel, still is eichel. Nifsal mechilas akelam means it's whole, it's a different chapter altogether. Okay, B-R-I. I'm sorry. So that we explain why, because the halacha is that the issa can't devolve upon it if it wasn't roi lachila, right? But once the issa devolves, then you have to have a new chesed. That's what this is. Okay, good. Because the shem oichel is incomplete, or saying again because the shem chal is incomplete. This chametz even loves b'shem ba'yirah ba'yimatzei kigon hamurayis v'kuta chabavli v'shecha hamodi. Okay, what these things are doesn't really matter. I mean, it's a mixture of real chametz and something else. Mixture of real chametz and something else, and there is not within the chametz kezayis b'chdei chilas pras. Okay. Now he goes on new halacha. Aval davar shen yesh boi taruvas chametz. What about something that has taruvas chametz? Ve'ein roi lachila, and it's not roi lachila. Mutter l'kaimo b'Pesach. So you're allowed to keep it on Pesach. Listen carefully. Dover sheyesh bo teruvas chametz, ve'ena roi l'achila. Is mutter l'kaimo b'Pesach. Alright? What's difficult about that halacha? It's a machaber, but it's very difficult. The problem is like this. Funny that nobody mentions it. The problem is that we say by chametz, you have to have nifsal me'achila sekela. And now the machaber, he says, that if it's ain't a dover sheyesh bo teruvas chametz ve'ena roi l'achila mutter l'kaimo b'Pesach, right? What? Okay. Atzma she'ifsha v'nifsala milecho l'akelav. See? So you see that when he says ain't a roi l'achila, he doesn't mean, he means ain't a roi l'achila as adam, right? But when he says apas atzma she'ifsha v'nifsala milecho l'akelav, that's a different story, right? Okay. And really, the lashon that the what is that? Explains why over here is it ain't a roy, just as ain't a roy lachil. And over here it says nifsal mechilas akelav. Well, how do you explain? Well, what's the difference? I mean, it's worth commenting on. Somebody should talk about it, right? What's the answer? Okay, what's the answer? The truth of the matter is that when we went through the sugya, we learned a few years ago. The truth of the matter is the machaber is copying lashon Rambam. Copying Russian around. You see, when he says hapas atzma she'ifsha, there's one question. Why do you have to say hapas atzma she'ifsha? The Gemara just says hapas she'ifsha, the Brisa. Say hapas atzma. Okay. It's Lashon HaRambam. Now, the thing is, interestingly enough, Rapayim does talk about this problem. Rapayim talks about it in the Sefer on the Rambam. So nobody bothered to, but on the Mechaber, nobody bothered to put it. The same thing. Mechaber and Rambam, the same exact lesson. So the thing is like this. The reason, according to what we said, time for something else. Let's say this. According to what we said initially in the Rambam, remember, we said that the Rambam holds that the only real chametz that you have karas on is what? Chametz be'en. What is chametz be'en? Lechem. Pas. Okay? As a matter of fact, after we worked out that pshat in the Rambam, we took a look at the Sefer Mitzvahs. I remember, two of the Sefer Mitzvahs, and Sefer Mitzvahs in Komach Metzvahs Le Secheilu, he says, Shechayavim Levaya Dava Afal Pishayin Lechem. It seems to be clear in the Rambam that there's two categories. There's Lechem Chomet, is only pure form, Lechem, pure form of Pas, and then Taruv is a different thing. It's not like everything else Taruv. It's not like Sha'ari Surim. Because by Sha'ori Surim, the Issa retain is still an Issa, even when you mix it in. But Chometz, by definition, requires that it must be the end. If it's not the end, it's a different object altogether. No. Oh, you mean if it's, you have other things mixed in, don't you? Not if you have, what do you have? You have water?
Water.
Yeah, that's a good question. Let's say, for instance, just, well, I'll tell you what it is. It's probably over there. I don't know. If it's just flour and water over there. It can't be flour and water. It's in the grain.
It's
flour and water. That's it. And if it's
not flour.
It's not flour, then I don't know what it is.
Grain.
The end, so the grain itself cracks open, so the grain itself becomes hummus be'en.
Right.
Right, that's real hummus be'en, because the grain cracks open. And then they take off the water that was in, mixed in with the hummus. So it'll probably be, right, and they get rid of all the similar substance. I guess it'll be hummus, because it's not real, it's not hummus. The hummus ben would be the grain itself.
According to the
Rambam. Yeah, according to the Rambam. Well, it's really Sheikh Ramadi. It's not Sheikh Ramadi, it's just Sheikh Ramadi. It's the beer they make out of the grain and the stuff.
The beer?
Yeah. Taking Cyrus, huh? Because the guy from the Yubev and the Raisa. First of all, see? So that's it, Sheikh Hamadi. That's Sheikh Hamadi. So you definitely have by Rabbi Watson. So the only thing is, what I meant by Thurus is where you have, it's only a question of time kicker. You don't have Kazayas to play if it was pressing them off. You know what I mean? Yeah, it only has a little bit, but if it has really Kazayas Fafeyachu with Frost, then already, if you don't have Kazayas Fafeyachu with Frost, but it's not Kazayas Fafeyachu with Frost. Chumash Be'en? You mean Chumash Terubis Chumash? Oh, you mean but Terubis? But it's not because I have to process. All right, so then you have different sheets. So you have many sheets to train all this butler in that case. Because you don't know if Tom Kikis, you see all this butler rice. You know what I mean? You know all the time is Ma'akev and all the business over there.
Well,
Tarubis was because I have to process. Then you're everybody Rabbi Matze. Everybody Rabbi Matze. The best thing to do is to get, unless you have a small quantity which is butler. You know what I mean? It's a small quantity where it's not nice at Tom, where it's, where it's butler, there's not a kazayas in the whole thing. That type of terubis hummus is okay to sell. But if you have a terubis hummus, you really have a kazayas there, you definitely shouldn't sell. Because then you're everybody Rabbi Matzah. Well, we had the first Mishra Rudy. Wherever you're everybody Rabbi Matzah, you're better off not relying on Mechira. The problem with Mechira is that there's a big machlekes rishonim as to the kinyonim. There's two problems here. The one problem is the kinyonim. Because how do you sell it to a guy? You don't, the rishonim hold that there's two kinyonim we know, that definitely one of the two works. And that is either Mishichu or Azba, or else Kinyan Kesef works by a guy. If the guy gives you money, or if the guy lifts it up, you say he lifts up the Chomet, so then he's Kena. Most toll lifting up is the one that does it. So give me a question in that's Machlekes Rishonim. Now the thing is like this, that outside of those two, if you don't have those two, we don't know whether the other Kinyanim works. Now, if you're selling chametz that's in your house somewhere, it's stored away in your house, so you're only doing kesef. Now, most Rishonim hold that kesef isn't good enough. It's not good at all. The only one that's good is Hagbar. So therefore, you have to rely on Kinya Chatzar. See, Kinya Chatzar, Agav, and Sugar, and Shtar, and Shtar, Shtar, and Chatzar, and Chatzar, and Agav, and all business. So therefore, you're relying on these Kinyan that Rishonim hold, the many, many hold, many pasim hold that it doesn't work by a guy. These kinyanim only for Yisrael. So if that's the case, he really didn't sell you chametz. They're going to that. But what they do is they do all of them. That's why they do all of them. Why do they do all the kinyanim? Because this she told us, this one's no good. That one's no good. Do all of them so you didn't sell your day. You know what I mean? That's not each one. But it comes out, if you add them all up, the only one that you know for sure is Agbaden and Kesef. You don't
bring
chametz there. So that's why the what?
Everybody agrees?
If I had a choice of one kinyan, then the right one I would use would be Agbar, because that's most of the time, that's the one of us. This Smith's dots on the Mechira. But the problem is, the guy, is this a really opinion objectively? We don't care what the guy himself is about. That's the opinion objectively that considers Smith's dots. Now, some say you need mysterious Mafteach. The guy bought comments, he can't get to it. What kind of a thing is it? right? So some say he has to give him the keys. Others say it's enough if he knows he can come to for the key, you know. But naturally, that's another problem with the mechira. That's what's our problem. So since you have these problems with the mechira, so the best thing is a chametz, which you know is the raisa. What you should do is either get rid of it, or else go. What I do is I give it personally to a guy. You know, I go to a guy and I give him, I take a few bottles of schnapps there. I don't want to throw it out. I take it, I give it to him in his hand. He gives me kesef. First I give him the kesef. Then I give it to him and he takes it. So I tell the guy, like I say, look, this is yours 100% legally. I can't bother you. Do whatever you want. And if you want to be a nice guy, you know, you can give it back to me. But it's up to you. I mean, that's up to you. But legally, it's yours 100%. I tell the guy, make it clear. Now I tell you, insofar as any chametz you should be over by your law, by your matzah, we have a kezayis there, even if it's not bechtechilus pras, we said, that's the basis for it. It says, well, even if it's not bechtechilus pras, but since in terms of by law, by matzah, you don't measure by achila, right. It's in kliyechah, so then you shouldn't use any of these ways. You should give it to the guy. But if you have something, like that soup, can of soup, right? And it has a certain amount of, not a noodle, like let's say since you have split pea soup. You take a look, there's some amount of chametz in there. Bottom of the ingredients. It's not a kezias in the thing, but now you can sell. Okay? We said before, where's the question of tam ki ikker? So then you can sell. Flour you can sell. Because flour really isn't chametz. I shashed it, maybe some water fell on it. That's the element. Okay. You can sell it. You don't have to sell it. That is what we did. Anyone that sells from it is definitely not doing an avera, and you shouldn't tell anybody not to do it. Because you're only harming the person since they're not going to listen to you anyway. Since they're not going to listen to you, and all you're going to do is make him feel that he's not doing, you're not accomplishing anything with what he's doing, which is wrong. Because I'll be then he's right. Wari machma, now lacha, the din is that wari machma, you can machma la atzmai, get machma on somebody else. Keep it, you don't have to sell it, no, you can't eat it. Very nice, keep it. That there's no middle dash unless you have a list and where it is and all business. You yourself, you have your own house, guys married, guys here, you take whatever chametz you have and get a guy and give it to him and that's it. All right? Back to the Mechaber. So the question is, what we're discussing, so according to the Rambam, the difference between real chametz, real actual chametz, or only that's pas atzma, or only it's or it's taruvus. So we said pas atzma is involved in the chiyuv karas, but taruvus chametz is a separate law of komach metzach lechelo. Now we say this like this, that insofar as the law of Kol Machmetz Leisachel is concerned, he said you only need what? That's only like Sha'ori Surah. Over there, if it's Nifso Me'achilah Sha'odam, it's enough. See? But, what? Separate lot. But what? But Chometz itself requires Nifso Me'achilah Sha'odam. That's what we said. If that's the case, though, then the Mechaber is going like the Rambam. Mm-hmm. But other Rishonim would not necessarily agree. They would not necessarily agree. But that's what the Mechaber holds. Okay. That's the Mechaber. Whatever. Let's take Mishnah Rosh from the Rishonim. And Marias? Nin machal nas mishum and dogam and kemach. Kolu ma'at. The Mayan. That's your case. Look, that's the service of the okay? It's the chametz itself. It's only the water. The water service. Okay. Anasa mechamisha mini dogam. Iskimu achrenim dahavi chometz gomor. They said that it's chometz gomor v'gorami taruvus chometz. V'ayim b'chavis yoyer b'milkor chayim d'uodim nasa mishmari sheikha v'ayim b'prim adarim. That's what they are. It's worse. It's worse than taruvus chometz. I don't know why. I don't know how it's made. How do they make it? That's the thing. I don't know how to make it. To begin with, they take an extract of real chometz. There's an extract of real chametz, and then there'll be real chametz. You're taking the fermentation, and taking the alcohol from real chametz. You mix in half water, then definitely it can't be your real chametz. It must be the real alcohol itself. Kezias. Somehow we said before, because the kezias in the thing, that's enough. In the container.
We know.
Kezias is very small.
We know.
nice verse.
No, you can make it.
The law goes reading go more osi lamechal. Kiven shein a roi lachila klal. Ma shein a kein chomet nuksha. The roi lachila ktsas osi lashaisa. So he says that chomet nuksha is osi lashaisa.
What?
Chomet nuksha is osi lashaisa. Yeah, that's the run. The run holds. Yeah, this is what he said before. The Mishnah Berurah says, "I'm a chomet nuksha ain't over love mishum bayalai matzeh ragman a bunch of levarev and nuksha mikidores." That's the run. Because the Rambam says, we pass that real chomet nuksha, there is no lava chomet nuksha. We don't pass like a mission. So therefore, we pass in a chomet nuksha is nothing, but still it's us in the Rabbana. However, Yechai isn't being the Rabbana. That's what the Rambam says. And the Rambam brings a raya, because he brings a raya from the mission. What does the mission say? Sior, Yisorit. And Sior is nuksha. So why is it Yisorit? He says, why doesn't the guy hold us the rest of Pesach? So you see that even though it's awesome the Rabbanan, not sure, but there's an issue the Rabbanan, they equated their issue, they made it exactly parallel to the issue of Torah. Then if it's also Bachilim the Rabbanan, it's Chayim and Bim the Rabbanan. So you'd be able to buy Rabbanan much the Rabbanan. That's like that far, three categories. Ain't a roi l'achila klal, ain't a roi l'achila tzat, and nifso me'achila tzatel. Okay? Ain't a roi l'achila tzas, we said, means that under certain circumstances, roi l'achila. That's not considered nifso me'achila to Adam. It still has achila to Adam.
Yeah,
right? That's like chomet nuksha. Then you have, with nifso me'achila to Adam, right? That's like taruvah chomet. You only need nifso me'achila to Adam by taruvah chomet, right? And then, what's the last case? The last case is nifso me'achila to kelo. That's by pas atma. Okay? All right, you got that three circumstances. Maybe that's definition of nuksha, right? But that wouldn't help you. You got the beer as long as it's well achilia from the fire, right? Okay. Then you have what else? Achilas adam. That's by terubas comet. That's like by shori terubim. Any well achilas adam. Any type of terubas comet. And then you have what's the last one?
Comet.
By the way, I want you to know that some wants to say by Yayan Sarfa, it's not even a chomet. Some want to say. They don't want to say it. But they want to say it. They want to say it's nothing, some want to say. But they will most say the other way. Because they want to say it's only Ziyah Ba'oma. Only, sweat. Like that. Other means that it's no, and it's not, it wouldn't, nobody would eat it as a nutrient, even no matter under what circumstances. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like a piece of leather. It's nothing. It's like it's not food at all. It's not possible to eat it, for the body to eat it. I mean, it's not even, you wouldn't even think of it in terms of using it just for be able to digest something, give you strength.
No,
that's
kelab. That's
kelab. Yeah, it's kelab. Adam is.
Wait,
he has to give me a description of it.
Yeah,
so
what's the animal of him?
Division of Adam, no. Adam and then circumstances. In other words, there's any Adam is one category, right?
What is
now
that?
Then you have something that's
what is that category?
That means
leather.
A person wouldn't need it. Another case is that he ordinarily would need it, but a certain circumstance might bring him to eat it. Okay? That's nuksha.
And what's nuksha?
It's a rock.
That's right. It's a rock.
It's a fork.
One
drop.
Yes,
right. Nifl
is less.
Then
the
dog doesn't care. Dog doesn't
need
it. He doesn't care.
No.
Adam, a person. Oh, come on.
No.
My category. Okay. One category is a food which ordinarily is not omid lachila. But under certain circumstances, only lachira. A chola might eat it. That's ksat. That's nuksha. Right. The second case is a food where no man would eat it. But a dog
would eat it. Would think about it.
And the third case is where even a dog, yeah, foolish enough. And the third case, even a dog would eat it. Okay? Kigon, shenosan latocha nazliyat. Kigon, arivas o avdonin, shenosan latocha kemach, va'oras. They have these vats that they put in the flour and the hides. because they have to, part of the tanning process. Afilu nosnon sho achas kodem zman abir. Even if you put it in there 1 hour before the time of biur, before erev yontif before the arez a mutter lekaimo. So it's mutter to keep this on paper. Why? Because it's nitzal neachilas
adam.
Zim lo nosan ha'oros. Let's say the man didn't put the oros in there. V'nosan ha'kemach kodem kibum yomim l'shat ha'bir. He put in the flour 3 days before the shat ha'bir. Mutter l'kaimo. He's allowed to keep it. Sheharei nitzad dehivish. Because it already is north and it is rotten.
Well, what case is this?
Cases, well, not where you put in. If you put in the oros, the oros immediately destroy it.
Yeah.
If you didn't put in the oros, you just put in the kemach. So then what happens? Kemach was into the into the thing over there. They put in, I don't know what else they put in there.
Put in some fat, though.
They put in what?
No.
If they put in the kemach together with the oros immediately, it's not right.
Right.
If they put in just the kemach in the water and let it stand there for 3 days, it's not the way they do it. It's not it's rotten after 3 days. No, it's not nifsal mechil. It's nifsal mechil. It's odom. Odom, even after 3 days. That's nifsal mechil. It's odom. Shrei nifsal v'hivish. Because he doesn't say nifsal. He doesn't say nifsal mechil. It's a killer. Toch gimel yamin. What if you put in the flour in the water and it's within 3 days? So in the beginning it's good. Later it rots. But in the beginning it's good. So what's then? Chai of Leviah.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you got it?
Right.
All right. How many cases? 3 cases. One case, you put in the oros right away, then it's immediately not Roy Lachila. You put in just the chemical water, you let it stand for 3 days, and what happens? Nitzav Hivish. Okay.
In the last case, the chametz, right?
And the first case, right? The first, third case. What? These are all bandages. Types of bandages. They used to make like plasters, compresses, things like that. Just put them in. Yeah.
Very bad.
Triaco is a certain type of medication that they eat. Shenasa letocho chomet. Mutter lekaimon bepesach. Sharei nifsad tsuras achomet. See? Tsuras achomet. There's three terms he uses there. He used one term, he uses Ein Aroi Lachila. Second term, he uses Nifsad Zehivish. Right? And the third term, he uses Nifsad Tzuras HaChametz.
Yeah.
Okay. Like this. What does Tzuras HaChametz mean? What does it mean, Nifsad Tzuras HaChametz? What? Muchach. It's Muchach that it's not Einid. It's Muchach that it's not Lachila. That's what it means. It's muchach that it's not ayim lachila. That's what it means. Nitzav tzuras hachametz. Okay. It's not mutter b'achila. Also b'achila. But it's muchach that it's not omed lachila. So either it's really inherently ain't a roi lachila, or else it's muchach that it's not what? That it's not ayim lachila. That's the last two cases. Nitzav zehivish and nitzav tzuras hachametz. Same thing. That's what it means. That it's muchach that it's not. Okay. Still, it's Ashur Bachim Rabban. Tell me, it's not Royal Achila, or it's Muchach that it's not. It's Muchach from the thing itself. That the it's not an image for. It's Muchach from the thing itself. That I don't need it. I don't have to worry about Royal Achila. If it's Muchach from the thing itself that it's not Ayman Achila, that's it. I don't care. It's Muchach. Certain appearance. It's Muchach from the thing itself that it's not an Echol. That's it. Might be, I don't care if it is not, it doesn't matter. If it's muchach from the thing itself, it's not ayimid lachila, then it's such a chametz, they don't forget about it. Okay. I should have ayin aroi lachila. Be two ways. Either it's ayin aroi lachila and it's ayin aroi lachila, or else it's muchach from the object that it's not ayimid lachila anymore. I don't care if a guy can eat it, but it's muchach that it's not ayimid lachila. Mutter lekaimo, the first case by the oros, we put the oros in. Sheoros gomesh ha-masriach miyad. Chai of levayer. Why is he muchil levayer? Masriach rat. The adayin roi lachilahu kishemagi is mana pesa. The adayin roi lachilahu kishemagi is mana pesa. The chivan shenetchayev bebiar after noi biaroi. The nishtaya hatzeif hapesa chayev levaya. Af sheoz kvar niskalkalah. Ukidul kameh b'sis beis l'inyan pas she'ifsha. I just want to put Mr. Moore. What does it say?
Oh, in other words, even though it'll come out, it'll be more than...
Well, what are the chilas? Is that what we're talking about?
Right.
Yeah, but now we're not talking about that anymore.
Right. Fantastic.
Talking about where it puts... A person put in the kemach and the without the oreis. So it's taruv is chomeh. Right? But it's not 3 days yet. Okay? So it still is royal achila. So what's the din? Taruv is chomeh, it's royal achila, what's the din? You have to sell, you have to get rid of it, right? Now, let's say, for instance, I didn't get rid of it, but 3 days expired during Pesach.
No, no, no.
I started off as Pesach, now first day Chalamoy, it wasn't Rai Lachil anymore. Do I have to get rid of it now or not? What's the
yeah.
I have to get rid of it. I have to get rid of it.
Says,
because it's Lachil Bira. Then if you regard the Pasha, if you're in Snifso Mechil to Kelev, what's the din? What's in Pasha, if you're in Snifso Mechil to what's the Lachil? So you're not Chai of the fire. But let's say it became Nisal Mechil to Kelev when? In Pesach. So Chachag, then what's the din?
Yechai
of the fire. Ah, it's just, what are you, why Yechai of the fire? It's nothing, it's not food, it's a piece of wood. Why am I Chai of the fire? Why, well, what does it mean? Why am I Chai of the fire? Okay, what do you see from this? So what is it? No, it's not a question. Let's say, for instance, the person started off before you enter with a fresh roll, right? Then during Chol HaMoed, the roll became rotten. Nifso Mechil Tzkelev, moldy, the dog wouldn't go near it, right? Wow, the dog wouldn't eat it. Okay? Now, what do I have to do? What does he have to do? He has to burn it. Aye, it's Nifso Mechil Tzkelev. It's not even food anymore. So what do I have to burn it for? It's not food, right? So what's the
point?
I'll tell you, let's say you ate that chametz. Will it be over any chametz? Any issue?
No, definitely not.
So I can ask the mevayer then. Show me the difference between halacha if it would have been you do not have to be mevayer and the way it is now. You know what I mean?
He
mentioned
that.
Is not on chametz. Chiyuv beer is not on nochaliv because it's not ochel. Chiyuv beer is on the chesed, on the object. Chiyuv beer is on the chesed. Now, that's it, the identity of the chesed. Now, it's true this chesed underwent the metamorphosis. It lost its shem ochel, but it's still the same, it still is the same object, but it lost its quality of ochel. See? But it's still the same object. And as long as it's the same object, so you have a chiyuv beer.
It's
on the object, not the teras ochel. It's on the object, the teras chesed.
What if you can't identify?
Object insofar as it's a substance, not insofar as it's an ochel. So therefore, it doesn't matter anymore. That's what you have to say. Therefore, it doesn't matter anymore if it's nifsad me'achila sakela. Right? Okay? That's the answer. See? Same thing applies over here. That if inside of 3 days, you start off on Friday with the Ibud Oros, and then what happens? It became rotten over Pesach. Does he have to get rid of it or not? What's the answer? Definitely. Why? Because one tree of beer is chal. It's not chal on the object, the teres eichel. Chal on the end. Interesting concept. Chal on the object, the teres chesed. It's an object. It's a substance. This substance is higher than beer. Okay? Next case. We think that it came on the Pesach Shreinifus was coming. Well, the Inyan Achila is probably coming to Sifdala, okay? Atzma she'ifsha v'nifsala milechol ha'kelev. Now we said, what's the Shana Pas Atzma? Because this is real comments. This is a comment to the Chayav Tzar. The nifsula milechol ha'kelev. Tosul me'achila ha'kelev. Umelugma. It's also some type of a bandage. She'nisra. What? Rabbit. Ifsha means rabbit. Umelugma. Eino chayev. It means, probably means more moldy than rabbit.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Melugma means a, like a bandage, type of bandage, that became rotten. So, you're not chayav l'fire. You're not chayav l'fire. What? All before Pesach. She'ifsha v'dafke, so Mishra says, v'dafke she'ifsha kodem z'man yisuro. V'im ifsha acha z'man yisuro, af she'ifsha kol kacha chenu roi lecho l'kelev, mikomokam chayav l'fire. Even shenis chayev b'akodem shenis afsho. Kelev. Chayev d'biur d'havi ke'afra ba'alma. Aval im lo nifso me'achil asa kelev. Afsho lo odem niskalkel ve'ina roi ve'ina roi. Mikom oko im chayev levayer. Kechometz gomor. And here the Mishnah puts in a few words. Mipnei she'ro'uy l'chamea bo'isos acheras. All right. What does that mean? It can act as a catalyst for other bread. Okay. Achilas akelah, but for an adam, it's not roi lachila. You're still chayav lefire, just like chametz gavur. Why mitnei sheroi lachamei abo isos acheres? Because it could be mechamed with it other isos. You could use it as a catalyst. Kasha is really why should chametz be different than every other isotera? Now it's getting down to it. Why should chametz be different than every other isotera? Every other isotera, all you need is what? Mechilas adam. But when it comes to chametz, you require nisa me'achilas hakela. So what does he say? This was the Ran's kasha. It wasn't the Mishnah Berurah's kasha. This was Malachim. The Ran asked the kasha. That's the Ran's kasha. The Ran's kasha was, why is chametz different? Why is chametz, you need nisa me'achilas hakela, and everything else, it's enough if it's nisa me'achilas adam. Why is chametz different? So the Ran answers. The Ran says, because even though it's nisa me'achilas adam, you still can use it to be mechametz other things.
Now,
remember I mentioned yesterday, and I said that in chametz, in the Torah, you have two shemos in the Torah. We say we can't have a total of five shemos, right? But in the Torah itself, you only have two shemos. What are the two shemos in the Torah? Se'or, not Se'or, Se'or, and chametz. And I said, right. Now, what's the difference between Se'or and chametz?
Se'or is that?
How it go? It's really nisro me'achilu fekela. Right? But it's used as a catalyst. So on. Right? Okay. Now, really, you should ask a question over here on his answer. What's the question you should ask? He says that the reason why, follow carefully, he says the reason why we say that by chametz you need this some echilas hakelav is because it's still roi for what? Fermenting the chametz of the risha. That's no answer, what he's saying. Why is no answer? Even if it's not a chilas hakelav, you can still use the mechametz other isos. Because you see, se'or is by definition nifsal mechilas hakelav, and you still could use it to be mechametz. So why don't I say the same thing by chametz? And why this is a criterion, but what kind of an answer is it? It doesn't work. Right? You understand? It looks like this. He asks the question. He says, why is chametz different than any other machal surah? All of the machal surah is the only nitzal me'achilas adam. By chametz and nitzal, you need nitzal me'achilas akelah, right? Now he asks the question, so why should this be? That's the Ran's kasha. So he says, you know why? Because even though it's nitzal me'achilas adam, still you could be mechametz other isos with it. You know, the question is, that's the case. Even if it's nisal mechilas akelav, you can mechametz other isos with it. Of course, the R is nisal mechilas akelav, and you can mechametz other isos with it. Like this, Bobby said. That's no kasha. Why? Because the moment it's nisal mechilas akelav, it's not ochel anymore. And chametz, by definition, has to be ochel. Then it's like afra ba'alma. It's not considered in the realm of ochel anymore. See?
What?
Now, so the question is, if that's the case, what about Se'or? So what's the answer? I'll think about Se'or in front of me. Se'or is a separate issa. Se'or is inherently not Ochel. But Se'or is a separate issa, separate entity altogether. You see?
Right? It becomes like Se'or.
No, a second. It can't be. So then, what do you call it? So then even if one of the should be
Ochel. Right.
No. What's the question?
Now it doesn't have
Shem Michael
anymore.
Once it's
Nisal Mechilas Akelav, it's all right. Nisal Mechilas Akelav doesn't mean it became Se'or. Se'or is a different thing. If it became Se'or, of course you've got to get rid of it. Not everything that's Nisal Mechilas Akelav becomes Se'or.
No, it says it can be used as a catalyst.
What do you mean? Mechilas Akelav and not be Se'or?
Yeah.
Or a rock is a
catalyst. So? What's wrong?
That's it.
What do you mean? The definition of Se'or is, Se'or is a certain substance. You take the dough, right?
Yeah.
And you make it, you let it stand until it's nifsal me'achilas hakelav, right? And it can be a mechametz.
So that's the same.
Right. You mean, Se'or is a specific, let's say for instance, it could be, what?
Se'or only sourdough.
Se'or sourdough.
Only sourdough.
This definitely isn't Se'or. Se'or is a specific substance. Se'or isn't anything that's the Muhammad. So or is where you take the dough and you let it stand until it becomes sourdough. That's what or is.
But
over here, you're speaking about a bread which already was baked, and it's already a bread.
But Rav,
now it's deteriorating to the point where it's nifsal me'achil
v'kelach.
This is not so'or. So'or is not to be defined as anything which is a machamek. And it's nifsal me'achil v'kelach. That's the definition of so'or. So'or is a specific thing. It's dough which you allow to stand until it becomes sourdough, and then you with that you're machamek.
Okay.
That's the definition of so'or. Okay? But over here it was bread, and it deteriorated to the point where it's nifsal me'achil v'kelach. You understand that?
Okay.
Sourdough. This is bread. Okay? All right. So Bobby said the answer. So my question was, if you're going to say Nifsal Mechilas Kelev because it's Roy Lachamet, so even after it's Nifsal Mechilas Kelev it could be Roy Lachamet. That was my question, right? So Bobby said very good. He said no, no kasha. Why? Because when it's Nifsal Mechilas Kelev, it's excluded from the category of Eichel altogether, and the only thing that's usher is the Chepta Shal Eichel. That chametz is also b'taras eichel, right? Okay, that was the answer. But sourdough, what about sourdough? Sourdough isn't also b'taras eichel. Sourdough is also b'taras sourdough. That's it, right? So that's the answer, right? So, but what do you see from this lot?
We answered
the contradiction.
Yeah.
But what did you got? One question we asked was, why is this a crisis? Why is a criterion for chametz? That was the first question.
Why is this a criterion for chametz?
Right? And the answer to, well, in other words, he said because it's royal chametz. We said, why is royal chametz a factor in chametz?
Right.
Then we said, moreover, it would seem to be, it wouldn't even seem to solve the problem.
Yeah,
because
right.
if it's the criterion, so then even there's no sort of self. So Bobby answered the second question. Right?
Right.
Second question answered. But the first question still exists. What's the first question?
Criterion?
Why should this be a criterion in the chametz? That's not that's a good question. Let's investigate it. But at least the contradiction is awesome. Right? Why is the or is awesome? Right? What's the pshat? Is the definition of sa'or is inherent in the definition of sa'or that is roi l'chametz? Or no? Sa'or is also. Sa'or is also and chametz is also. However, the halacha is that there's two different mechayzins of bia. They're two separate entities. Sa'or is one entity and chametz is another entity. But there's two different mechayzins for bia. Two different factors which are mechayz you in Balira Balimatze. One is if the substance is a mechametz. And the second thing is if the substance is roi l'achila. Now, of course, by sa'or, it just so happens it just has one of those factors. Of course, sa'or is never roi l'achila. Chametz ordinarily only has the other factor. See? But the chiyuv in biur is anything of the five grains. Anything from the five grains which is either a mechametz, you see? So therefore, if that's the case, if it's not inherent in the definition of sa'or, but it's a mechayev in biur of sa'or, right? So we don't have to say the mechayev in biur is restricted to sa'or. The mechayev is in anything. It's in these two forms. What two forms are there? Sa'or and chametz. So in chametz also there's a mechayev. That's the way the Ran learns. That in chametz also there's a mechayev of roi l'chametz.
Isn't that
what? Differentiate? Yes, if that's the case. What about after achilas hakelav? So what's the answer? Then it's not chametz anymore.
It's not sa'or, and it's not chametz.
But the common denominator, but it's not that, it's not a halacha in sa'or that sa'or is chayev because it's roi l'chametz. Any one of the class, any one of the genus of objects that you're chayev in biur, the oyser is either roi l'achila or else it's roi l'chametz. And you have two different shemos in
the Torah.
The mechayev can only work either on sa'or or an ochel. So therefore, what? If it's nifsal mechilas hakelev, it's not. It's neither. It's not chametz because it's not ochel, right? And it's not sa'or because it's just not sa'or. So it's neither. But if it's what? If it really is has a shem ochel.
But it's not
roi l'achila, but still it has the fact the quality of roi l'chametz. So the quality of roi l'chametz is mechayev in biur. Okay, So Roy Lachamitz is not just halacha and Tzor. To put it simply, just to put it simply. Just to simplify the formulation, it means like this. This halacha by Tzor, that Tzor is a machamitz, is not a halacha which is only to be applied to Tzor, but it's halacha that is to be applied to the whole genus of things that are chayav and beer. Any one of those things that has that quality, that it's a machamitz, is chayav and beer. Tzor is chayav and beer. Why? Only because it has that quality. See? If it didn't have the quality, it wouldn't be chayav and beer. And now chametz also, ordinarily, of course, doesn't have the quality. But if it rots down to the point where it's Roy L'chametz, it could be anyone is Roy L'chametz. I don't know. It's always Roy L'chametz. So by chametz, since it has chametz, you have to use it for two reasons. Because it's Roy L'achila, and it's Roy L'chametz. Right? It's Roy L'chametz. So therefore, until it's this one, Achilas HaKelev, you have to get rid of it. Chai L'vayar. Okay. That's what the answer is. The property of Roy L'chametz is not only Tzor. Yeah. Roy L'chametz is for everything that you chayav
and beer.
However, in chametz, once it loses Shem Ochel, then you don't have the object anymore. Right. You must have an object of this. The object of this is defined as Ochel.
The
Machayev of beer is the Ochel, Ochel which is Roy L'chametz. See? That's why you have to get rid of it over here. But if it's just a Mechilas HaKelev, then it's not Ochel anymore. It's not the object anymore. It's not the object.
Is that what you're saying?
No, I tell you. That the Chayev and Bior on anything which is a Roy L'chametz. But there's two forms of a Roy L'chametz. One form of a Roy L'chametz is Tzor, and the other form that the Roy L'chametz is author in is if it's found in Eichel. See? It's found in Eichel. That's by Greg L'chametz. So that's why when it's Nifsol Me'achilus HaKelev, so it's neither. It's not Tzor, nor is it Chametz. But if it's not Nifsol Me'achilus HaKelev, then it still is also, because as long as it's not Nifsol Me'achilus HaKelev, it still has a Shem Eichel, right? And if it has a Shem Eichel, so you chayav l'vayar, because the halacha of, because it's a Roy L'chametz. Roy L'chametz is found in two forms. Either in Tzor or in Tzor. Why? Hey! So that we did already, right? Because it says Nifsol Me'achilus HaKelev. So therefore, let's go here. So to summarize, what do we have so far? What are we? In chametz, it's chametz itself, it's chametz be'en, pasat mos, and then you require how much? Nifsol Me'achilus HaKelev, right? Taruvus chametz requires what? Taruvus chametz has to be roy l'achilus adam, right? Taruvus chametz has to be roy l'achilus adam. And chametz be'en requires this one to kill us. And chametz nuksha is a separate law. What's the law of chametz nuksha? That if those two things are after it becomes chametz, terubis chametz and chametz, after it became chametz already, in order to lose the chalei shem of the echel, so it must either reach ra'ein ra'ei nifsol me'achilus adam for terubis chametz or nifsol me'achilus akela for pas atzma, right?
Sure.
But what about chametz less chametz nuksha? Chametz nuksha is even less than that. Chametz nuksha is roi rachilas adam under certain situations. It's roi ktas, and that isn't chametz midaraisa. Why isn't that chametz midaraisa? Because during the process, it was in that state, that semi-state of ain roi, right? So in other words, in order to be real chametz, it has to be, when it's being created, it has to be roi l'achilas adam. If it's only roi l'achilas adam ktsas, then it never has the chal Hashem chametz. It's chametz nuksha. But once it is roi l'achilas adam during the process in which it's made, then in order to remove the shem chametz, it depends. If it's taruvus chametz, nifsol me'achilas adam. If it's chametz be'en, it has to be nifsol me'achilas hakelev. That's the way it works. So he says, "Pas atzma she'ifsha," and "Malugma she'nisrucha is ain achayav levayar." What is malugma? So Mishnah Berurah says, "Tachboshes asuyim mikemach u'teinim v'kiyetzu b'em she'adam lo'yis v'noyisein al gabei amaka." It's interesting. The Torah says a different thing. I don't know where he got this from, but the Torah says tachboshes is a bandage that's made out of flour and dates, and a person chews on it and then he puts it on top of his lawn.
For
it says that it used to be What? Get some description of melugma. In the tour, it says, and the other Rishonim also say, it is not flour, like he says, not kema, but it's made out of bread that's ground down and mixed together with the meat of a certain snake. With the case, what melugma is, I don't know exactly. From the other sheets, seem to be that something else than what the Mishnah Berurah says. But what's the difference? Question is, what is the halacha in regard to melugma? What is the halacha in regard to melugma? Let's take a look. Shenisrucha v'hainu nami dafka shenisrucha me'achilas hakelev k'moy b'pas hanal. Why do you why should melugma have to be nisrucha me'achilas hakelev? Melugma, why is melugma different than taruvas chametz? That's what you have to say. It's a rev chametz. If it's rev chametz, then it's already like pas atma. That's the only possibility that I can understand. You know what I mean? Rev chametz, then it'll be already.
The other stuff becomes
bubble. Yeah. Atma she ifshav and nifso mi lefa la ain't it sorach beer. Where's that all lucky off? Not clear from around whether it doesn't say really that it's nifl mechil of a killer. It says melug moshinishrach and it's our beer. That's all. And you see, you can't really show that it, like the Mishnah Berurah says, it has to be nifl mechil of a killer from the Rambam itself. Rambam has the same halacha begadim shekifso from the chel of tito. So you really can't what? That's moshinishrach nifl mechil of a killer. Melug moshinishrach and it's our levar. You know what I mean? But yet, Rav Magid says over there, all the Rav Magid says is that he thinks that it's. Pas ifsha, the nifsula milecha lekela. Says the efsha, the melug moshinishcha ain't a ruyah lekela. That's what it says. The efsha, the melug moshinishcha ain't a ruyah lekela. The same nigga. That's not the same. I don't know. But if you're going to say, it's one of two things. Either you're going to say that it's not nifsula milecha lekela. In which case it's like teruvas chametz, or else you're going to say you need nifsula mechilas hakelev. You're going to have to say that it's rev chametz. That's the only way to explain. Okay. Im shekivsu osam bechelav chita, chalav chita. So the garden that they wash with the starch from wheat, v'chein niyoreis shedovku osam bechametz. And also, you have paper that they stuck together with chametz. V'chol kayotze bazeh. Mutu l'kayim on the Pesach. You're allowed to keep these things on Pesach. She'ein tzuras hachametz omedet. That's the Lashon Rama. She'ein tzuras hachametz omedet. I don't want anything. Rav Moshe holds about after shave lotion. I'll tell you where to go. He holds that after shave lotion is not considered any royal achila. Why? Because any royal achila doesn't mean that, let's say, for instance, I take something which is chametz, and I designate it for a certain use. I put a label on it, and I designate it for a certain use. That's not called any royal achila. You know what I mean?
Correct.
That's just a matter of, it's a matter of usage. See? It's a matter of usage. That's what he yells. He yells over Terubis. Not necessarily Achilles Adam. Terubis. Terubis chametz is not right. That's what he owes. Okay, that's what he owes. That's edible. If you designate it for another purpose, it doesn't mean anything. That's just a subjective designation. It could be something which inherently is not edible. What? Oh, what's this? What? Okay, good question. Right, okay. Over here in the Mechaba, when he says, She'ain Tzuras HaChametz HaMedet. What's the Pshat? She'ain Tzuras HaChametz HaMedet. What does it mean, answer comes out of it? This case and the other case. There's a difference in this case and the other case. A chametz is really ba'an.
Yeah, right.
The only thing is that it's between two pieces of paper. You know what I mean? It's really, the chametz is really here. You have the chametz, right?
Right.
The chametz is really ba'an. What did he do? He took chalav, over here he took chalav chita,
right.
And niyoreh shetov koysam b'chametz. So you take real chametz, and you stick it in between two pieces of paper, right? So over in this case, you have a regular kezias of chametz. It's not taruvas chametz over here. See, over here, it's not taruvas chametz. In the first case, we're speaking about taruvas chametz. Over here, we're not talking about taruvas chametz. We're talking about real chametz. Right? That's really why it could be that they're right, if that's the case. That's why the Rambam has us all in one halacha. Apatat moshe ifshev nesu melechal kelev. Mulud moshe nesu melechal levar. The God is kishon achel of chitov achene yoris shidukko is the chametz hokeh to zim, which kind of pesach. Lame bam shimbal yar bal yamatik. Change says chametz hametz. So the difference, why is this? Why didn't he put this? Why does he have this case separate? He should have put it down in the cases before. Arivas of Dunin and the kilo riti and aslanis and triak, all those cases, he should have put it all up there before. Why does he make the separate halach out of it? So the answer is because the previous case is speaking about teruas chametz. And this one, a pasat mashitra, speaking about real chametz. That's the case. We have to say malugma had, like we said before, malugma has a lot of chametz in it. So therefore, it's not teruas chametz. It's real chametz, and it's real mitzvah meichilas hakelah. Okay. So that's a shot in around, right? Now, where it comes to the bite teruas chametz, what does Ram say? He says teruas nisvah teruas chametz. Right. Although he uses a different term, he says shein teruas chametz amedim. It's like this. Over there, things like this. Over there, the reason why, by Teruas Chametz, the reason why it's mutter is because there was a real change in the substance of the Chametz, right? Chametz underwent a change. Okay, so the Chametz underwent a change, right? Teruas Chametz, and what happened to it? And it became Nisra Chametz, right? Okay. Over here, the chametz really didn't undergo any change. The chametz is the same chametz, but the only thing is that it's involved in something which is not really oichel. It's involved. It functions in a different way. It functions as a part of a structure. You know what I mean? You take the chametz and you put it between two pieces of paper. Now it's functioning as glue. So therefore, it's completely removed from the category of oichel. Because it's functional.
What about
aftershave? No, hold on, aftershave. Just put it in a bottle. Over here, the object, you put the object and you put it between, you made it a part of a physical structure.
Why
do you spray? What? Let's say I take regular chametz and I put it in a bottle and I say I'm going to use this for, I don't know what to
use.
I told you the rough hole's a bottle. The rough hole's just my first color. So the doctor doesn't want to send it to my show, that's what he holds. I'm not saying that all the way. Rav holds into the first killer. But that's the one. So if it becomes part, that's what he means, ain't Tzuras HaChometz HaMedes. Ain't Tzuras HaChometz HaMedes means that it's lacking in Tzuras HaChometz because it's part of the different story. Over there, it's Nifsat Tzuras HaChometz. Nifsat Tzuras HaChometz was because it was Hivish, because it decayed, it deteriorated over there. Right? Over here, it's not talking about deterioration, it's Chometz Ban. But what does it mean, answer chametz hametz? It means that it has no source of chametz because it's part of a structure now. And it's part of a structure, so then it's not called source of chametz hametz. Before it's just teruas chametz.
Right.
There's no structure, not part of a structure. But the only question is, was nifsad the hivish? It deteriorated. So it lost the chal shem oichel because it was prompt of deterioration. Right? Okay, over here, it's part of a structure. It's part of a structure. Okay. Attractive. Not nifsal, it's 100% good. Not nifsal, it's a killer. It doesn't matter. Why? Because, well, that's what it says. New York should...